Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Shador wants all this stuff. Dream Weaver is what I said to Chuck the other day. So I need this and I need that. And I said, Dream Weaver, man, put down the ball. We're just going to stay shut down.
You could only have heard that if you were listening to the great Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America this week, and we've got him on the phone. Jimmy, how are you?
Yo, that was amazing. That was my man, John Kennedy. They should make a, remember Big Mouth Billy Bass?
I do, yes.
It was like the fish that kind of talks smack on the wall of your house. How do we not have a John Kennedy Big Mouth Billy Bass? Let's go, Mark.
I don't know. We should talk to him about that. I said you got to be a big guy, a big wig like Jimmy Failla to get the guy on the radio. We've requested him multiple times, but I guess he doesn't get a lot of mileage out of a local radio show in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, he will now. I'm getting right on the phone. The guy has no excuse. The government's not doing anything.
Thank you.
Well, the government, the most productive wing of the government is the one that makes the sombrero memes for Trump right now.
That's true.
So, let's go.
That's true. You know, the other thing he said on your show, though, I thought was he just speaks the truth in plain man language, and I love that. Let me play this real quick.
I think I told the press my mama didn't raise a fool, and if she did, it was one of my brothers. I wasn't about to vote for that, and no Republican was, and President Trump wasn't going to support it. And that's why we're in a shutdown. We haven't asked for a damn thing. All we have asked for is to keep government open while we negotiate a budget.
Yeah, true. Jimmy, how do you argue with that?
No, you can't. That's why Republicans are the more effective party, though, because they do communicate well. The Democrats are, they're making up pretend things. No one's fighting the oligarchy. No one knows, no one had ever used the term oligarchy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Unless Joe Biden was doing a commercial for the Olive Garden, he would say oligarchy. You know what I mean? By accident. Come on down to the oligarchy. And they'd be like, cut. Okay, but all of that. No kings, as you know, and we've all been making fun of. It's crazy. And again, I don't want to dismiss everybody if there's no Kings rallies, because if you looked at the crowd, some of them were alive the last time we had a King. So I don't doubt they're threatened by the return. This isn't it, though.
Well, you're in New York. I looked at pictures of the crowd, and I saw claims that some of those pictures were from 2017 or something like that. I don't know if that's true or not, but the crowd did tend to be older and white from what I could tell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were in their late hundreds. It was crazy. And that's the thing. A lot of this was, it was less of a modern day protest and more of a reenactment of what those people did in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
It was like a political renaissance fair. That's really what it was. They should have had the turkey legs and stuff. I don't know why. I think they missed out on that.
Well, none of them. Not a single one of the people that marched voted for Donald Trump. And I don't know what the numbers were. I heard Gutfeld joking about that the other day. Who was counting? Who knows if there were 200,000 or 7 million? I mean, it's hard to dispute that. So they can make up whatever number they want.
Yeah, especially like when they show you New York and Los Angeles.
Right.
I'm like, dude, half the people in that crowd live on those sidewalks. I'm like, how can you tell me if they're a protester or not? I recognize that wizard from 48th Street, the guy who always runs after the class trips For real, that's a real guy. Like, I saw people in the crowd. I'm like, that guy's not protesting. He's angry because his spaceship ran out of gas again.
Oh, man. Do you know Curtis Sliwa?
I know him well, man.
Do you? Because I put play cut number 9 real quick, and let's get Jimmy's reaction to this race up there, please.
Let's be very clear. I am not dropping out under no circumstance. I've already been offered money to drop out. I said no.
That guy has made the Red Beret fashionable again, but he doesn't have an ice cube chance in hell here.
No chance. But what everybody is kind of missing from afar is that he has made his name in local radio in New York City, bashing the Cuomo family for 40 years.
Yes.
So the idea that he's going to drop out and his supporters are going to vote for Cuomo is bananas. Like, if the Yankees don't make the playoffs next year, we're not going to root for the Red Sox instead. That's our bitter rival. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really as portable as some of those polls kind of make you think it is. So I agree that he doesn't have a chance, but I also don't think he's the reason Cuomo's going to lose. I mean, listen, you think back to Cuomo, right? He killed like 10,000 elderly people during COVID, got caught lying about it to pad a book deal, and then was Me Too'd out of office. If people have reservations about voting for him, none of them have to do with the man in the red beret. They just don't like the guy.
Yeah.
And Cuomo's openly saying, if I don't win, I'm moving to Florida. That's not exactly a guy who's in it to win it, you know? It's like, you don't bet on a team if they're scanning luxury resorts in the Caribbean on the last day of the season. That usually means they're not that fired up for the playoffs.
What happens to New York City? Like, you know, I know you I've heard of this last week, and I'm sorry to do it again. You drove a cab for a while. Do you used to have to buy a medallion to even drive a cab in New York? Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah, back in the day, it was. They were worth $1,000,001. Now they're worth about $100,000. Like, for real, they crush the value. And you should always remind people I drove a cab, because then it lowers their intellectual expectations. Why do you think I do it every day? Every day on my show, I'm like, now, folks, understand, I drove a cab. I look at the world a little different. It's just a qualifier. But the truth is, what happens to the city is he's probably going to chase away a lot of the big tax base. And that just makes everything more expensive for the people left behind, and it gets a lot more dangerous. Well, but the good news is, if you live in New York City, it's because you like cheating death. So we'll make it work.
That's true. The next thing, he's going to make cab rides free. What the hell happens to the cab drivers? Who pays them? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, that's what he's doing with the bus.
I know.
The bus is free for everybody's protection. I'm like, no, nobody's safe. If anyone can get on, nobody's safe. So what's going to happen in New York if he wins? People who teach karate are going to make a lot of money.
That's true. Jimmy Failla is coming to the Factory out in the Chesterfield Valley on January 24th. Tickets, you're already on sale. You can go to our website. We'll make it easy. 971talk.com/events. Jimmy, we can't wait to see you here in St. Louis.
Rock and roll, man, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Jimmy Failla there, host of Fox Across America that you hear right here every day from 6 to 7. And, of course, he does the Fox News Saturday Night Show. Of course, it airs at 9 o'clock Central on Fox. Outstanding. All right, Charles Payne, always one of my favorite guests, one of the smartest guys on business television, in my opinion, maybe on television, certainly on business television on the Fox Business Network. He's up next. Maybe he can explain why they claim gold dropped like a rock yesterday while the stock market went up. What happened? I don't know. We'll ask Charles when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.